Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And it's got to be the first time I have ever played Bjork on my show. Thanks to Laura Turcott, who's here, a choreographer with the Sitka Fireweed Dance Theater. Melissa Hanke is co-director of the Sitka Fireweed Dance Theater. Sorry, I still got Bjork in my ear.
Very distracting.
She is distracting me. But Laura, you choreographed a number to Quiet.
I did. The directors invited me back to choreograph another piece for them this year. It's my fourth year doing choreography for the company, and so the piece that you started our segment with is the piece that my girls will be dancing to. To close out the show, actually.
Okay, and the show is going to be this Saturday.
This Saturday, March 10th at 7 p.m. at the PAC.
Okay, at the Performing Arts Center, and tickets are.
Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, White's Pharmacy, and at the door. It's $15 for adults and $12 for students and seniors.
Okay, and Laura, you know, I have not listened to a lot of Bjork, and that song, I mean, what are kind of the challenges of choreographing to kind of pop music like that?
Oh gosh, well, I guess the challenges of choreographing to pop music are the same as the benefits to choreographing to pop music. It tends to be a little more uneven, and so you don't get perfect even phrases, which can be harder, but also gives it a little bit more flavor when you're trying to make something visually interesting for people to watch. And, you know, I don't actually listen to a lot of Bjork either. I heard the song in a movie years ago. Yeah, a little bit of Bjork here and there, but she can be a little bit overwhelming, over Bjorking after time. And so, no, but this song I've had in the back of my mind for years is something I kind of wanted to use. And so in the fall, when we were kind of planning amongst the directors and myself what pieces they were planning on choreographing and what I had in mind, they said, you know what we don't really have is a closer. And I said, I have got a closer that's been floating around in the back of my brain forever. Let me do it, and I'll make something nice for you. And so this is the song that I've used.
I want to talk more about the process of choreography in just a moment, but I want to talk about the company too. Melissa, who are the girls in the Fireweed Dance Theater this year, and how do they get there?
Okay, well, we started Fireweed Dance Theater in 2000. This is our 11th performance this year, and it's the most dedicated dancers at the studio, boys and girls. They have to be in the second highest level of ballet, plus taking another discipline of dance, tap, jazz, modern. And they take at least 2 to 4 to 6 classes a week, plus rehearsals on top of that. And we have 9 girls this year in our company.
Okay, and I misspoke. It's not at all limited to girls. It's limited. Boys can come in, do it also. Boys, when you have them.
When we have them.
They are there. But this is sort of the, dance is already at a very high level in Sitka, thanks to you and Melinda McAdams. And Fireweed is just kind of this extra kind of icing.
Yeah, it was a way to create an opportunity for Melinda and I and other choreographers to come in and try new things, and plus give the dancers opportunities to perform and also try other dance styles and things like that.
And a chance to feature some of the dancers who've been dancing a long time. You've got 3 seniors.
This year, and they've been dancing since they were 5 years old. Most of the girls start when they're 5 and continue through their high school years.
Yeah, Ruby Gale, Rihanna Wood, and Mamie Claire are your seniors.
Our 3 seniors this year company.
And Fireweed is not the, it's different from the Sitka Studio of Dance recital when seniors have solos and so
Correct.
On. This continues to be kind of an ensemble and company performance.
Yes, it does.
So, all right, so it's going to be this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Performing Arts Center. And you brought in Laura to choreograph a number, and also you've brought back another Sitka dancer.
Yes, Frances Donahoe. We brought her back, or Franny, as most of us know her in town. She's an excellent director, choreographer, and dancer, and she choreographed a dance based on flamenco and contact improv for three of our dancers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and contact improv. I'm nodding my head because that's what radio guys do. We go mm-hmm, but I have no idea what that means.
It's when the girls move in and out through each other using their bodies to create different shapes and styles of dance.
And the contact part?
You'll see them touching and things like that, rolling on each other in different pieces. That's where the contact comes in.
Okay, and the idea, and is it based? Are there any parallels to, like, you know, comedy improv where you're sort of seated with an idea and you just have to carry it forward?
I suppose it could be humorous, although in this case it is not. But I have seen some contact improv pieces that have definitely got humor as an aspect of them. But I mean, it breaks right down to contact because you actually touch one another, which in traditional ballet, you don't usually touch unless you're doing a partner dance, maybe with a man and a woman. And very occasionally there'll be pieces where you'll hold hands. But in this, you'll see that there will actually be lifting each other up, not just with their hands, but with their hips or their shoulders. There's just a lot more play between the dancers that way.
And you don't know what it's going to look like till they perform it, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I wonder, and in rehearsals, I mean, are the rehearsals, every rehearsal is different too?
I mean, I think with Franny's piece, she tried to stick with some definite things since she wasn't here. But sometimes, yes, in contact improv, it's different every single time you watch it.
Okay. Yeah. I think another important aspect of Fireweed is you get to sort of explore this aspect of dance, whereas in the Sitka Studio of Dance is probably a more structured,
yes,
academic kind of environment.
Technique-based dance,
yeah. And Fireweed, suddenly you're pushing the envelope a little bit. Laura, you never got a chance to be in Fireweed, right?
No, I graduated in spring of 2000, and Melissa moved to town summer of 2000, pretty much immediately as I was heading out to my big, bright future. And so once she was here, they got this started so that they would have, as Melissa was saying, more opportunities to work on some choreography on some dancers and to give the experienced dancers more chances to learn new styles and perform. And so it just happened that the timing was not quite right for me. It was all after my time.
Right. But your time is now as choreographer. And what is it like to move to the other side of the what, the proscenium or something,
yes,
to go from the person, you know, being in the art to actually having to create it?
I think I came into it a little bit slowly when I was a student. And, you know, these girls started dancing when they were five. But I just want to say for anybody listening that I started dancing when I was 13. And so starting dance later in life, you can absolutely still get wonderful things from it and go really far. So just so you know out there, listeners, it's never too late to start. And my mother didn't start till she was in her 50s, I want to say. So there are always benefits. But I'm digressing. I was trying to say Melinda gave us lots of opportunities if we were interested in trying our hand at choreography when I was a student. And I never, never, never did. I did not work on any pieces throughout my education here, and I did not choreograph my own senior solo, which some seniors do for the studio recital. It was when I went away to college that I started assisting other dance teachers in a student dance club with choreography, because everybody's just kind of figuring it out for themselves, and so I was kind of throwing out some help here and there. And then just when it came my turn to be the teacher, I had to do choreography. I had no option. And so I kind of came at it slowly that way, and I started really safe and simple. It was just strict ballet. It was really familiar, more classic songs that didn't have all the exciting changes in tempo and meter and things like that. And just kind of worked up from there and got more brave. And then when I came back to Sitka and Melinda and Melissa asked me if I wanted to work with the students here, that's when I really got to try some interesting new things, because the students they have here are absolutely top-notch, and they are they're well-trained, and they have fantastic attitudes. They're always up for anything, and they're always great to work with.
And I just think it's cool that we are talking about Sitka here. I mean, Laura is not talking about her experience in Seattle or Anchorage or Portland. She's talking about Sitka,
yeah,
where we have this incredible dance community. I have one last thing. I mean, Laura said she heard about she heard this Bjork song. I'll play a little more when we go out. And it was floating around in her mind for a long time as a possibility for a dance. Melissa, I wonder if you could sort of let us behind the curtain for a moment and let us know, for you, how does choreography work? Does it start with a song, or does it start with, do you envision some sort of pattern of movement? And
I would say for me, it all 90% of the time starts with the song, because you just listen to the music and it creates movements in your mind's eye, and then you go from there and how it relates to costuming and lighting, and you know, you just keep building on that. But I definitely start with music.
Okay, and you're the numbers that you have in Saturday's performance are Pine Top Boogie.
Yep.
And Pretty.
Yeah.
Oh, the Bernstein from West Side Story.
Yeah, a little bit of a mix up with a popular song with a very traditional Broadway song.
Okay, well, here comes more Bjork for our listening audience to sort of ease us out of this interview. The Fireweed Dance Theater annual performance, or is it just once a year?
Just once a year.
It's going to be this Saturday?
Yes.
7 p.m. Performing Arts Center. Tickets are at Old Harbor Books, White's Pharmacy, and at the door. And Melissa, you said it was $15 for adults? And
yes, $15 for adults, $12 for seniors and students.
Okay. And this is your one shot to get a chance to see some of Sitka's very best dancers in a kind of innovative and distinctive choreography this Saturday. Thanks a lot for coming
Thank you.
Laura Turkett is a choreographer, guest choreographer with the Fireweed Theater. Melissa Hanke is co-director.